Iraq's prime minister has rejected calls by his critics to form what they have described as a national salvation government.
It is not a secret to Iraqis the grave intentions harbored behind the call for the formation of a so-called government of national salvation. It is an attempt to eliminate our nascent democracy and to ignore voters' opinions. The call to form a government of national salvation would torpedo the constitution and the political process.
Nour al-Maliki says the idea to form the so-called National Salvation Government is a coup against the Constitution and an attempt to end the country's political process. He says that he is committed to forming a new government when the parliament convenes on July the 1st. The Iraqi premier has also called on his nation's political blocs to close ranks in the face of ISIL insurgents. Maliki has further emphasized that his government remains steadfast to defeat the ISIL militants that he says are supported by certain neighboring countries. Gordon Duff is a senior editor at Veterans Today, and he joins us from Ohio to tell us his thoughts on this. Gordon Duff, well, the Iraqi prime minister has said that this is a coup against the Constitution, maybe against himself is also what he may mean, and also an attempt to end the political process in the country. Also, he said, to eliminate democracy. So you have his stance on this. What is your reading into Maliki's remarks and where Iraq is heading?
I've worked in Iraq for some period of time. I'm familiar with both sides to a large extent, and I don't put very much credence to what he's saying. The Sunni opposition is by no means united behind the ISIS. In no way. There were and always have been significant problems in how Iraq has been governed. Sunni areas such as Nineveh, where the ISIS has been very successful, have always been underrepresented in the government. Particularly, we're dealing with a government here that was set up by the United States in the first place. So the I'll call it very much the stink of U.S. occupation is still very much there. Now there is a need for a peaceful settlement in Iraq. It's desperately important, and the issue is that there not just that ISIS is there, but there are the hands of other foreign players involved behind them and interfering, working with some Sunni groups as well. Now, this is a very complex situation, and it requires strong leadership, stronger leadership than we're seeing.
Well, Gordon Duff, what is even more complex by many regards is the role that the United States is playing vis-a-vis Saudi Arabia, of course, on Iraq. Is the U.S. and Saudi Arabia on one page when it comes to Iraq? We know that the U.S. has supported Maliki, but now is the U.S. still the same on Maliki? There were growing calls from the White House for him to resign, or from Congress maybe, for Maliki to resign, but it seems like the Barack Obama has resisted that calls, at least in public. Where does the U.S. stand on Iraq vis-a-vis the Saudi Arabia?
Well, the issue is that there are certainly powerful groups within the U.S. that are encouraging the chaos there. The Saudis are very much involved at every level. One of the things that I find very duplicitous on the part of the United States is it just sent 300 advisors to Iraq. Those same advisors are the advisors that trained ISIS.